This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The House Finance Committee unanimously moved a bill Tuesday allowing village public safety officers to carry a firearm while on duty. The bill, sponsored by Representative Bryce Edgman, a Democrat from Dillingham, was in response to an officer being killed in the line of duty last year. Edgman says VPSOs need to be armed to protect themselves against growing numbers of attacks that are also escalating in violence. In earlier hearings, former law enforcement professionals opposed arming VPSOs unless they're given the same level of training police and state troopers receive on the use of force. People testifying included former or retired law enforcement officers such as police, military officers, airport police and firefighters, state troopers, VPSOs, and a commissioner of public safety. Others recommended a more thorough screening for mental fitness to exercise deadly force than VPSOs now receive. If passed, the program for sending VPSOs through the State Troopers Academy could begin as early as March 28th. The bill now goes to the House Rules Committee. A coalition of Native organizations is inviting communities to make April 26th a statewide day of celebration of children. The AFN Council for the Advancement of Alaskan Natives, which is made up of several Native nonprofit organizations, is inviting people to hold Honoring Our Children events with speakers and activities such as Native dancing, arts and crafts, and tribal design face painting. Sarah Simeonoff, a development assistant for the First Alaska Institute, says organizers want communities to share messages of love and support for children.
We're promoting low-cost grassroots projects. We don't want it to be a big ceremonial thing where a lot of people have to get involved, but we want it to be something that where you can just love up on your kids and celebrate them and tell them how important they are to us. So nothing too involved or too costly. We're looking for donated spaces for communities and just a place to get together and celebrate our kids.
Simeonoff says organizers are hoping communities will come up with local plans for ways to celebrate and honor their children.
We're encouraging people to step forward to plan it, people from each community, and so we're still waiting for people to register, which they can do on our Facebook page. We've got an event going.
The First Alaskans Institute will hold teleconferences today, Friday, and Monday to share more information. Call the Institute in Anchorage for details or visit the Honoring Our Children Facebook page. Pick, Click, Give announced yesterday that 10 donors' names will be drawn for a dividend doubling sweepstakes. The Alaska Community Foundation is sponsoring the sweepstakes. The foundation is one of the four nonprofits that run the Pick, Click, Give program. Foundation President and CEO Candace Winkler says the contest was partially motivated by lower participation rates in January, which she says is usually the heaviest period for dividend applications.
We were hearing from several people that they were actually kicked off of the website before they could pick, click, give.
The Permanent Fund Dividend Division's website had some technical problems that month. The problems were fixed, but Winkler says it's a challenge to get people to revisit the dividend website.
We wanted to do something to incentivize them to go back in. We know that it's much easier for people to use it while they're filing to actually motivate people to go back in and add a gift if they weren't able to is a little bit harder. And so, you know, the sweepstakes is certainly a way to do that.
Winkler estimates dividends will be worth between $1,400 and $1,800 this year. The foundation is covering the prize payout through a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation. The dividend application and donation period closes March 31st. To be entered in the sweepstakes, donations cannot be made anonymously. Full disclosure, KNBA is an eligible Pick, Click, Give charity. Four veteran mushers are out of the Iditarod Trail sled dog race because of injuries on the treacherous trail. Dee Dee Genreau, Linwood Fielder, and Mike Santos scratched yesterday in Roan while Jim Lanier left the race at Rainy Pass. A lack of snow is causing dangerous conditions in the gorge with many mushers crashing their sleds. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.